Hi, I'm Marcus.
And I'm Nick.
And we are Working Class Nerds.
We're the podcast that gives you no information about your favorite information.
Today is Tuesday, August 14th, 2018. You can find this wicked, cool, awesome, spectacular podcast on Google Play, Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher. Nick, is there any others we can join? Or is that pretty much all?
It's pretty much all of them. Wherever you can find podcasts, that's where you can find our podcast.
All right, great. You can find us on Twitter. I am at MarcusB814.
And I am at Nick Vern. That's N-I-C-K-V-E-R-N. And this week's episode, we'll be recapping all of our favorite and not so favorite summer movies with the master set of movie reviews himself, Dent.
Yes! Yes, you used it! I didn't even look at the show notes, and he used it. See?
Hi, guys.
Hey, the master set of movie reviews.
I like it.
Thanks again for coming on, or thanks for coming on again, I should say.
Yeah, what is this, the third time?
Yes, I believe so. And congratulations on becoming an officer in AIE. What up?
Well, thank you, and congrats to Marcus as well. He got promoted same time as I did, well, maybe a few minutes before.
Uh-huh. So technically, was I first?
The first of the two twins?
Yeah, exactly. But no, what do you, oh man, you guys always used to do this thing in your ops team, when you guys get promoted.
Oh yeah. It's the, this came from Peters where he did the, he introduced me to Neebs Gaming and this, great animated shorts that they did called Battlefield Friends. And, when, in the game, if they ever got promoted, it was like, promoted!
Yeah, so thanks, and it's an awesome opportunity. I'm really blessed, and I think it's awesome that Dent's coming too.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
I get to lean on you even more.
I've been doing this for a while, and it's nice to be able to, you know, kind of take it to the next step.
Yeah. So Dent, what have you been up to?
Game wise, I've been playing myself some No Man's Sky, and then I got into the rabbit hole that is also World of Warcraft.
Yeah,
patch coming out.
Yeah, just face bumped.
Yeah, that's about what you should be doing. And then normal Old Republic stuff. Did my ops team last night. We did Terror from Beyond. It was a great run. We had a good time.
Sweet.
I love that op.
I like the final boss.
Well, it was fun. Yeah, I love the final boss in the Beyond. Well, it was funny because I was throwing out a couple of other ops in the in our channel. Either we're going to do like KP vet mode or scum and villainy, and then I completely took a right turn and did Terror from Beyond.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that. I can't say I haven't done that myself. Sometimes you feel like the Beyond. I like the jealous male. The giant slug?
Yep, that first fight.
Yeah, I love that fight. Nick, you came in later. You were at the data cores where they said don't stand in the lightning, and you stood in the lightning.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, don't stand in the stuff.
Yeah. Anything else you've been up to? Well, I know you've been seeing a lot of movies.
Yeah, it's summer's winding down, so it's saw a lot of movies, had some good ice cream this past weekend.
I had some excellent ice cream.
Yeah, had a coffee Oreo sundae.
A sundae?
Yeah.
See, we have coffee Oreo, but I've never gotten it with the whipped cream.
And hot fudge.
Whoa! I do like a peanut butter sauce or something.
That's fine. Well, that's one thing that we also do. I haven't done that in a while. We might do an ice cream social at work every once in a while that myself and one of my coworkers.
What the luxury life of Dent. Ice cream socials at work? Are you kidding?
Yeah, we usually do it for the department. So it's always a good time. Like last time we had like five different flavors, we had butterscotch, we had hot fudge, someone made homemade hot fudge, I had whipped cream, I had peanut butter, sprinkles, cherries, nuts.
Wow.
Nick, are you ready to take a break?
Yeah, let's go get some ice cream.
Yeah. So, Nick, you've been playing any games this week?
I've been playing quite a few games, but none of them rhyme with KOTOR. So I did play a little bit more Siege, but not a whole lot to in addition to report about that. That's sort of my, like, you know, just turn my brain off a little bit and go play something. Yeah. But I got a new Switch game with Mariana, and we have been playing the shit out of it. It's just a fun, silly little game. It's called Overcooked 2, where you play as like a chef character, and it's co-op.
So, well, I think I've seen this. That looks a lot of fun if I know the game.
Yes, it's a ton of fun. You have to work together. So to like put a bunch of different orders together, which there's a lot of like mobile games that are sort of the same thing, but this is cool because like you're a lot of times the way the map is, you're forced to like give each other ingredients, or like one person can chop up the onions, the other person has to throw it across to the other person, then they have to cook it and they have to throw it back across, then you got to plate it and send it out.
Yeah, I've seen this. It's kind of wild.
It's a lot of fun. We've been playing it for probably all weekend and a little bit today as well. And you have to like wash plates too, so like you can have everything ready and all of a sudden, oh shit, we don't have any plates, go wash them quick, and it's all on the timer.
Yeah, and then it gets burned.
Yep, everything gets burned, and like if you let it burn for like more than a couple seconds, it'll start catching on fire, and then half the kitchen will be on fire. You got to put out the fire. It's fun. It gets pretty hard if you play by yourself, but if you play co-op, it's a little easier because then you have, you know, the more people you have, the more hands you have playing the game. Marcus is shaking his head at me like, this sounds like the stupidest fucking game ever.
I don't criticize what games people want to play. I don't. But don't give me and Dent shit for playing World of Warcraft when you're playing Overcooked.
No. He's allowed to do that.
No, he's not. No, you can't. You know, maybe like Minecraft and Overcooked, okay, same level. World of Warcraft, epic.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I've seen some pretty epic playing of Minecraft.
Yeah, that's fair. Beyond that, not a whole lot in the video game sector, but I've played some Siege, playing a lot of Overcooked too. But I have been listening to the Darth Bane books. I don't know if I've touched on that last episode. But
I think you did. I just started.
Those are really good books. I've read all three of them.
They're excellent. I'm on the third one now. I'm probably about halfway through. So
I actually have a signed copy of that from Drew Capshon.
Whoa, that's awesome.
I saw him at the New York Comic Con one year, right around the time The Old Republic was coming out.
Wow, that's cool. Oh, wait. I think you, Dent, was it you that told me to read like Revan and Annihilation, like the SOTOR books, and then said, hey, yeah, also check out the Darth Bane series. I think it was the first time we had you on where you were telling me about that.
Yeah. I'm actually right now listening to Thrawn.
Oh yeah. I think Marcus had just finished it, right?
Yeah.
That is a phenomenal book so far.
The first one or the second one?
The first one.
When you get to the end, just call me on Discord voice chat because I want to talk to you about the ending of that book. Because I'm not going to do it here because just spoilers. Call me when you finish that book.
Okay, sure thing.
But I'm enjoying the Darth Bane book.
Does Darth Bane have all the Orbalisks all over him? Like his suit of armor?
That's the second book, isn't it?
That's the second book, yes. I believe
you're on the third book.
I'm on the third book.
So he has his apprentice.
Oh yeah, he's had his apprentice for a long time.
What's her name? Vanna?
Zanna. Zanna. She's awesome. I don't want to spoil it if people haven't read it. Definitely go read it or listen to it like I've been doing. They're awesome. But
I love to read.
I could do a whole. We could do a whole episode just on like SOTOR books.
We should, but
I just books in general. Like I always have a few in my queue for Audible.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Is in the day and age that we live, I'm so busy all the time.
Yeah,
being able to listen to a book while I'm working in the shop with my soundproof headphones, it's great. I get to like just dive in and you know. Any bombs could be going off around
me.
People
could be making scary faces in the window.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I don't even want to go there. So I'm working. I've been building my kitchen, and I guess I'll get into what I've been doing now. So
go ahead.
All right. So I've been building my kitchen. It's finally built. It's in the spray booth. It's getting finished.
Yep.
So I'm sanding the side panels because I did fixed flat panels on my ends.
Yep.
So they're just decorative. It's something different. It's going to make it my kitchen look different than everybody else's. Sure. Anyway, I'm doing it. And then my aunt and Ariel, which is my cousin, she's been on, are standing in the window, making like monster Walking faces. Dead faces at me. And you know when you're doing something and you know you're just at it and you're into it, and then all of a sudden you feel like somebody's watching you. And I turned and looked at them. They were making these faces. I fucking jumped like 3 feet, fell on my ass, and just shook my head at them. I thought they were going to die laughing. They thought it was the funniest thing in the world. I'm like, you guys could have killed me. And they're just dying laughing. And then they're like, hey, you want an ice cream cone? I'm like, no, I've got pizza. But thank you. And get out of my shop. You scared the shit out of me. So other than that, on Sunday, with the Death Star Troopers, we did Dread Palace, which the last 2 weeks have been really off for me. Because 1 week, 2 weeks ago, I was there. I don't know if I was there. No, I don't remember if I was there or I wasn't. But and then last week, I was working so much on my kitchen that I couldn't take the day off. And the night off, I should say.
Yep.
So I couldn't run. And last week, as I said, was an off week. So it was nice to get back in the groove. I think we wiped a couple times on a couple of the bosses just because of my stupidity.
Classic Marauder.
Oh, no, no, absolutely. Like this, there's a circle on the ground and you have to kill this thing, yeah. Right? Yeah, I didn't kill the thing the yeah. first time. I just stood around and I was like, oh, I'm hitting this one. They're like, you idiot. There's a circle on the ground. Oh, I was, you know, I guess I'll say vacation mode, but working vacation. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, last night in Fun Feeling Mondays, we did PvP. I've been playing a lot of PvP this past week. I'm not a big PvPer, but I've been playing a shit ton of it.
Yeah.
And I just minutes ago, we finished recording the second episode of the collaboration podcast with Ted from the State of the Old Republic podcast on our pre 5.9.2 and our post 5.9.2 episode discussing the changes from PvP. That's awesome. The SOTOR community is unreal. So many, you know, just being able to jump in on another podcast yeah. is so great. You know, it started with Utini and then Max and Seema and now Ted. Ted came on ours. You know, I've had Sakari on here. All yeah. of these awesome people just sharing their love for the game. It really makes me love the game even more. So here's the bad things about PvP that I've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this on the front end. I enjoyed my time in PvP.
Yeah.
If you are not a healer, a Sith sorcerer, or a merc, don't bother playing PvP. Now, somebody that plays a sniper is probably going to tell me I'm a fool. Don't do it. I almost killed these mercs and sorcs 100 times, and then they pull their god bubble in their like force field or whatever, and heal themselves. They're like impossible to fucking kill. And there I am with 2 lightsabers dealing the most damage in the PvP match, but yet I can't kill these guys because they have all these bubbles. Fuck their bubbles. I'm calling bullshit on their bubbles. But now I'm going to purposely get my merc to be able to PvP and figure out the PvP rotation because I want a bubble too.
If you can't beat them, join them.
Right? Exactly. So I did ranked for the first time. It was interesting. I'm not a last man standing kind of a guy. I don't like team deathmatch to me means it's a 5-minute, 10-minute match and it's kill as much as you can or until you get 50 kills or 20 kills or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Not you die once, it's done and the round is over. That's last man standing or a survival mode
yeah.
for me.
Yeah.
So don't call it team deathmatch. Change that shit. Right. You make a real team deathmatch where we can go 5 minutes and just kill as much as we can or 10 minutes because that. I can get into.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure. The other thing from one of the changes that is very notable for me from this PvP change is in Voidstar, the Sith Sorks use a ability. It's like Mind Trap or something. It's like an interrupt. It like freezes you and makes you like grab your head and like you're like, no, yeah. you know, get out of my head. But in the Voidstar, you have to plant a bomb on a door to advance to the next section,
yep.
you know, through the map, because you want to get all the way to the bridge so you essentially take over the ship.
Right.
Right. So if they, I got mind trapped, that person walked over to the door, unlocked the door, set the bomb on the door. By the time the door blew, my mind trap was still, I was still in a mind trap. So you, like, in order to stop that, if you're stunned, you have to have another player there to stop that, right, that long cast.
Right.
That was really upsetting.
Yeah.
That, you know.
It felt, that feels pretty cheap.
Yeah. So, but I understand, you know, like anything, they're going to come out with these changes and then they're going to adjust them from there.
Right.
You know, you do drastic changes to something and then you tweak it. We did the Yavin PvP match, Warzone. That was a lot of fun. They adjusted the timers on how fast the time ticks when people kill people and when you capture, like, one of the three. It's almost like a domination match.
Yeah.
When you capture, the clock moved, and it was really good to see the progression of the match move forward.
Yeah.
So that was definitely – so I think BioWare did really good on that one. Matchmaking still needs a little bit of work. I think that, you know, our team queuing for four DPS, all melee DPS, and then the other team gets two mercs, a Sork, and then a healer. That was a little imbalanced.
Yeah.
But other than that, a lot of PvP, had a lot of fun. Looking forward to mandatory fun night tonight. But
yeah, that's
SOTOR. Good. Yeah, it should be. In SOTOR news, not much here. Move along.
Move along.
So if all this sounds fun to you, go to aie-guild.org and get our Discord info and jump into the SOTOR channel and ask for a guild invite. An officer like Dent or...
Now me, yourself.
And, you know, whatever, can get you in. So now you can bust me and say, where's Marcus and where's Dent? But ask for Dent first, and then I'll come in the rear, you know? But we would love you to come play with us, especially on Tuesdays for mandatory fun nights from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Mm-hmm. And next Friday, August 24th, 9 p.m. Where, you ask? The Rishi Stronghold. What are we doing? Family PvP. What's family PvP? Fun PvP. Nobody is going to get mad. And then everybody is going to just turn and kill Max.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was. We tried to do it the other time, and we did some PvP as a trial last Friday.
Yep.
And Max was in the match, so I think it's a bug. He was in the match with us doing a hutball match, and he just was killing us. And he was able to kill us. He wasn't on either team, but he was killing us. It was funny.
So
it's time for revenge.
Awesome. Now,
can we take a break?
We sure can. We'll be right back.
Ooh! Go.
And we're back. So today we're going to break down this summer's movie lineup, starting with, and then continuing to, Infinity War, Deadpool 2, Solo, Star Wars Story, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Christopher Robin, and then we're going to talk about Dent's adventure at the Rhode Island International Film Festival. So without further ado, what did you guys think of Infinity War?
I loved it. I mean, I've already have it digital download, so I've watched it a couple times already, and with commentary and all the extras, which is kind of why I like getting it at home.
Okay, that's cool. I should check that out. The commentary and extras would be pretty cool, I think.
The commentary is really good, but you know, I've already watched it like twice since it's come out.
Right.
But yeah, I definitely enjoyed it. I thought it was a good accumulation of all the 10 years of movies and all the 18 movies that have come before it. What they attempted to do, I think they succeeded with trying to bring this all together.
I agree. I really enjoyed Infinity War. And, you know, we did a whole episode on it, but the snap was really cool.
Yeah.
I think that was this cool to just actually go through and stay true to the newer comic series, kill all those people, you know.
Well, it was just interesting that, you know, they went through and actually, you know, they killed off half of your main characters.
Right.
In the meta, you know, they're not dead. They're coming back because, you know, they're filming another Spider-Man and they already have plans for Guardians of Galaxy 3. So, you know, they're coming back. It's just.
But in the
movie, it was like, oh, crap.
Yeah. The threat is real.
Well, when it first came out, so I'm just, as everybody knows, I don't get to see as many movies as you guys because hashtag dad life. Well, I should say young dad life.
Yeah. The hashtag my dad life is I make them come to the movies with me.
Exactly. So my wife and I went and saw it. You guys know that. We covered it. It was awesome. I enjoyed it. When everybody died, it was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And, you know, still brings me back to when Spidey sensed it before it happened.
That was really cool.
You know, and they have their little moment. But it makes me excited for the next one.
Right.
I am enthused. Even my wife, who likes the Marvel movies, but she most of the time falls asleep on the couch.
Right.
But she enjoyed Infinity War, and we're both excited to go see it.
Mm-hmm.
So, what was the next movie?
Deadpool 2 would be the next one.
So, Marcus, you, I know, have not seen this. So
nope.
So you care if we just spoil the crap out of it for you?
Yeah, so I'm just going to say this. I love Deadpool.
The first one?
Yep, the first one, because it's R-rated.
Right.
Just like the Wolverine movie. The last Logan was R-rated. It's supposed to be R-rated. Wolverine and Deadpool are not PG-13 characters.
Right.
In the contrast, like Logan was R, and it was not the same type of R that Deadpool ended up having because it was more of a...
Well, it's more gore.
Different movies. They try to make Logan that like serious, like this is the last hurrah, this is, I don't know, an emotional journey.
Right.
Deadpool is
Logan and Wolverine is blood and guts and like thrashing and all that, and Deadpool is vulgar, swearing, and arrogance.
Yeah
You know what I mean? So but they both deserve an R-rated movie.
I completely agree.
So with further ado, spoil Deadpool 2.
All right, just my quick synopsis of DP2 is it's like DP1, except it's like has more jokes, a lot more raunchy.
Definitely a lot more raunchy.
Don't use the hand pump at the X-Mansion. That's all I can say.
Right. Oh, the soap dispenser. Do not
the wash soap your dispenser. Don't yeah, use don't the soap use dispenser that.
in the X Mansion.
But what really comes down to is nothing makes sense, nothing matters, everything gets undone.
Yeah, that was cool. I thought that was pretty cool.
It was cool because with any movie, it's not just the ending; it's the journey to the ending that's important.
Right. Right. Yeah, ultimately, basically nothing matters in the whole film. But I thought Cable was really cool. I liked how they got to team up later in the movie.
Thanos was cool in that one.
Thanos was cool in that one.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Josh Brolin plays Thanos in Infinity War. Right. He also plays Cable in Deadpool 2.
Right, oh, with that's less awesome. CG.
So... usually how I reference actors in other movies is by their other characters' names.
Right. Like the Green Lantern did a great job at playing Deadpool this movie. Get it? Because Ryan Reynolds did both.
Yeah, I know. And he undid that one.
That was awesome. That and the...
that was meta. That was really
good. That was really good. I like the little cameo of the other X-Men the future.
Yeah, how he's
future
always, past. Yeah, yes. He's always complaining that they can only afford Colossus, but they actually had
all of them.
James McAvoy and the other actors that were in like the previous X films.
Right, and they just sort of closed the door like, we don't want anything to do with you. That was funny.
Yeah, that was good.
So all in all, I really enjoyed Deadpool 2. You know, it had, like Dent said, had a lot of jokes. I think more jokes than the first one. And it that's sort of what I liked about it. It was just a funny, gory sort of romp through the story. And it's everything
kind of sad.
It is quite sad. But, you know, that's true. The high points sort of washed out the sad points for me. There are definitely some moments, particularly between Marina Baccarin's character, whose name I totally forgot. But, you know, Deadpool's wife there. That I think that whole storyline is really great. And it was great in the first one, too. The relationship is just really cool. And then all the action and stuff was awesome. Just like the first one.
Yeah, the action scenes were like that whole truck scene in the city was a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Like, especially when they're like demonstrating Domino's power of luck.
That was really cool. I think Domino as a character was really cool.
Yes. Yeah, she was fantastic on that.
All of those characters, my sister was telling me, I guess are like obscure comic book characters that people always said would never make it to the big screen. So some big comic booky nerds were really pumped that a lot of those side characters for the X-Force actually did get on screen for a good chunk of time.
and I like the big villain reveal at the end of that, the truck scene of it being Juggernaut.
Me too. That was really cool.
And also, if I remember correctly, he's actually voiced by Ryan Reynolds as well.
Juggernaut is?
I think so. I think I read that somewhere.
Oh, that's cool. I caught a little tidbit of dialogue that I didn't know, that Juggernaut is the brother of Professor X?
Yep, stepbrother.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Very interesting. Well, without further ado, do you want to go move along on to Solo here?
Yeah, we did cover that extensively on my last appearance, but just to follow up, I had a great time with that movie.
Me too.
Every time I saw it, I walked out with a big old smile on my face.
I loved it. It was so much fun.
It was.
It was heartfelt. It was emotional. It was
not Last Jedi.
Well, whatever. I'm so over everybody in The Last Jedi. Disney screwed up with The Last Jedi because they put Rian Johnson as the director. J.J. Abrams should have done the whole trilogy, and it should have been done, and it should have been done his way.
Yeah.
In my opinion, they screwed it up. I liked The Last Jedi, but it should have been J.J.'s baby instead of splitting it up, because now I feel like it's incomplete no matter what they do in the third one.
They needed a unifying voice, and it being jarred like this is, I don't know, it isn't quite right.
I honestly believe that. Well, and I understand, and honestly, the more I think about it, I think if JJ did it all, it would have been A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, same style. I'm not saying a duplicate copy, but it would have been that.
Yeah.
And because Rian Johnson, you know, I don't think Snoke was supposed to die right then and there.
No, yeah,
maybe he was.
I was fine with that. I was fine with that. Those portion of it. It was just a lot of the other story beats. I was like, the way they handled Luke was a little disappointing.
Yeah.
Well, everybody wanted to see Luke get in his X-wing and fly to save the day. But if you think about it, guy's like 60 years old, and he's like, meh.
Yeah, but he could still do something, or like actually,
he did.
Yeah, I know, but he did more than what he did. I thought it would be cool to see him like at least train Rey a little bit, and then if you could, that's probably what J.J. Abrams was thinking, having Rey go off and help her friends
this time.
Just like
I'm telling you, Luke will be back. He'll be the Jedi teacher, Force ghost.
Well, but what about that Solo though?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Yeah, we could go off on The Last Jedi for an hour.
That was kind of my fault, the little tangent, but I like
that. You set the hook and you pulled us right back in. I like it.
I did forgot
so
we were even talking
for
about
me, Solo. The Solo movie, I had so much fun, like I said.
Yep.
And as much as people may have complained about the surprise cameo, I absolutely loved it because of knowing the other backstories to Maul. So
it was just a great time.
It was a great time. It was a great adventure. I hope they do more with those characters at that time.
I think they're going to do it in the comic books, which is whatever. But the bad part about what happened to Solo is what I'm afraid of is what's going to happen to Star Wars. So I'm not saying that they need to come out with a Star Wars movie every 30 years, but within two movies within 6 months, that's why it didn't do good. It's not because the movie wasn't great. It's not because they didn't market it. It's because
I've heard many
people say, I have Star Wars fatigue.
Yeah.
Because
them keeping their December release dates. Yes. That was always a fun thing to do in the winter with the kids. It's like, all right, let's take the day out. Let's go see the new Star Wars movie.
Mm-hmm. And now you have, now we're not getting one until December of 2019, which the hype will be real for that because it's the last of the Skywalker saga. But Solo was great. There was a little too much cheese in it.
Mm-hmm. But that's Star Wars.
From my Mellotron and it's MK2. But anyway, I had fun with it. I've only seen it once. I only get to see these movies once.
Yeah, I hear you.
So I enjoyed it.
I thought it was fun too. Yeah. Pretty much the same thing you guys have all said. I don't want to beat a dead horse too much because I know we already did a whole episode on it. But it was a fun movie. I enjoyed it. I'll probably watch it one other time. I've also only ever seen it once, but that's about it. Moving right along.
So,
sorry.
I tried to get Carrie to go see the Ant-Man and Wasp.
Okay. Yeah.
I saw the trailer. I was like, oh, Carrie, check this out. It's a new Marvel movie. And she just stared at the screen, watched the trailer, and looked at me. No. And I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, nah, doesn't interest me at all. And if I get to go to the movies, unless it's a Star Wars movie.
Right.
I got to go to the movies with her.
Right. Yeah, I hear you. So for me. Oh, go ahead. No,
yeah, I was just going to say, like, Ant-Man and Wasp was, it was a nice palate cleanser for after Infinity War in that universe.
Yeah.
I thought it was a fun, adventurous little romp, little heist movie. Mm-hmm. They have all the, all your characters, like, from the previous one, kind of just get back together, kind of leaves off like Scott's at the end of his parole from the aftermath of the Civil War.
Yep.
He learns magic tricks because he's stuck in his house. He can't leave the house because of his parole. So he has to entertain his daughter some way. So the kind of movie starts off with them in this like maze that he set up in the upstairs room, and it was just fun from there on in.
I agree. It was a fun, it's a perfect way to say it. It's a fun heist movie. I don't think I'll see it again. But I did enjoy it. What was the character's name? His buddy who runs the security business. I can't remember. Lewis?
Lewis, no. Yeah.
It is Lewis. Yes, Michael Pitt. I loved his character. I liked it. I liked him in the first movie, and then they expanded upon it.
When he gets the truth serum, and they can't stop him.
That was awesome. I loved that scene. I loved that character entirely. I think they did a better job of making his quirkiness sort of work to be funny in this movie than the first one.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't super – his character wasn't super polished, per se, in the first movie, so it didn't quite come up quite as funny as frequently. But in this one, I think they nailed it.
Yeah, definitely. And then just like you think everything ends on the happy note, but that mid credit scene,
mm-hmm. They always get you
at the snap. And as he's in the quantum realm,
he's stuck there.
All of the Van Dynes go to dust.
Right. Right, right. Which is interesting because now it makes you wonder, all right, well, obviously he's going to be in the next Avengers movie.
And it kind of sets up part of that because there were comments of like, oh, make sure you stay away like from like the time vortex or whatever they called it. It's like, all right, they're doing some time travel in the next one.
Right, clearly they're going to be doing some time travel. So maybe it'll be Scott that does something with a time vortex that lets everyone go back in time and fix the snap.
Right. I mean, they do have, if you've seen some of the set shots, that they all have this similar device, either they're holding in their hand or something like that. So it kind of feels like it's going to be the Avengers movie next year will be a kind of a time travel.
Yeah. I think that'll be cool.
But yeah,
definitely.
It was a nice tie-in. But it was definitely, that was fun. I had a good time with that.
It was definitely fun. So, Dent, tell me what your thoughts on Christopher Robin were.
I had a great time. I grew up on Winnie the Pooh, and this was very nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was times where it was like it was a bit predictable and slow, but at the end, it was it was just a nice, fun movie to watch. The cast was great. You have Obi-Wan Kenobi and Agent Carter. you also have Sherlock's brother in it.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Mycroft.
Yes. That's just a quick sidebar. If anybody hasn't seen Sherlock, the TV series, I think from BBC or whatever.
Yeah. That one's phenomenal.
Wicked good. Probably my top two favorite TV shows of all time is Sherlock and Game of Thrones. But
yeah, Sherlock is, I could have a whole other conversation on that. I love that show.
Me too.
What's the show called?
Sherlock.
Sherlock.
Never heard of it.
It's on Netflix. Go watch it tonight after Mandatory Fun Night.
And what each episode's like an hour and a half.
Right. Each episode's like a movie. They're, I don't know if you heard what Den said. They're like an hour and a half. What period are they in? It's modern times.
Yeah, it's with Doctor Strange and Bilbo Baggins.
Yes. I love how you do that.
But you think Carrie would like it?
Yes. Mariana loves it. One of her favorite shows of all time. It's like The Office number one, Sherlock number two.
Okay.
For Mariana.
So, Zen, would you tell people to go see Christopher Robin?
Oh, yeah. It's a good family movie. It's just a good, fun, wholesome movie.
All right. Awesome. So, tell me about your adventure to the Rhode Island International Film Festival. That sounds really awesome.
So, I think that was, what, last week? Their opening night for the International Film Festival here in Rhode Island was at the Providence Performing Arts Center. And what pretty much is they have a little introduction before they start showing movies. And it's just a whole bunch of shorts ranging from like 4 minutes to 20 minutes long. So they're quick little stories, but very well told and very entertaining. The thing with the Rhode Island International Film Festival, it's one of those festivals that is makes a movie eligible for the Oscars, so for the Academy Awards. So it's kind
really?
Of
really,
yeah. So it's, and they're also, I think, BAFTA as well. So that's
very like cool.
British version of the Academy Awards. So it's kind of a little bit of a prestigious event. So we went I went there opening night. I think there were maybe a dozen movies that they showed. There were a couple of my favorites were one called Tight Spot. It's about this shoe shiner who starts off like you see him like reading the newspaper, and then this guy comes in and he has this one black dot ink stain on his white shoes. So he's trying to buff it out. And this guy is had on a phone conversation, and he starts to realize that he's involved with this crime that he was reading about in the paper, and he's trying to buff out this spot, and the spot moves to the next shoe. So by the end of the show, instead of having white shoes, they're mm-hmm. black, because he buffed them. He put polish on to make it black, and it was hilarious. it was cute. It was very entertaining. All right. So the next one I saw was this Netflix documentary called Zion. It's about this high school student who is born with no legs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like his story about how he kind of this high school wrestling coach kind of brought him in and got him into wrestling, and about his trials and his triumphs in wrestling while he was in high school. So it was a very, very good, very touching documentary. I really enjoyed it. Kind of stuck with me. Another one that I saw was called One Small Step. Mm-hmm. It's an animated show. It's kind of tells a story of from when this father and daughter from the time when she's a little girl, and they're watching like the rockets take off, and her interest in like going to space and whatnot, and how she's like studying and training and trying to get into the astronaut program. And then, like, you know, she gets that first rejection letter and kind of destroys her. And right. then sometime between that and the next, like, her next step in that is like her father passes away, and then she discovers all these little trinkets and remembrances like from the past, and kind of reinvigorates her to continue on with this dream. And that was a really, really good one as well. I enjoyed that one. And then the last one was called, that I kind of stuck with me, was a movie called Jeff. Mm-hmm. And it's about this guy who has a fear of crossing bridges. So throughout his like daily routines, he goes out of his way not to cross a bridge. So he walks in a river in the morning to get to his bike, and then he kind of puts on his pants there, and then dries off his pants on, takes his bike for a ride, and then to work, and then he gets to like another bridge where he parks his bike, and then uses a rope to pull himself across the river. It was very funny to watch. It kind of ends like with there's a little bit of a suspense where his girlfriend's like, all right, I've had enough of this. Of course, throughout this entire movie, there's no speaking. It's all silent. It's just all reaction and music.
Like him doing stuff. How do you know that he has a fear of bridges from the start then?
You don't. You're like, what is he doing? And then you kind of
notice that
it goes wrong. He's like, oh, he's avoiding bridges.
Oh.
So his girlfriend is definitely allergic to peanuts.
Okay.
So she takes her EpiPen, puts it down on the street, like at the beginning of the bridge, and he's like, what are you doing? And she walks in the middle of the bridge, starts eating a peanut. And then it kind of like there's that stressful, tense moment. Like, is he gonna get her? Is he gonna save her? And then it's like, next thing you know, he cuts to like a trip in the ambulance.
Yeah.
And then a funeral, but you don't know who. Like, oh, I don't know. She didn't make it, but it was actually what ended up happening. Is like his mom had passed away, and he spreads her ashes off from the top of a bridge. So, and then you see the girlfriend show up. So it kind of touching. And it was kind of an entertaining little romp.
Nice. How many hours were you at this film festival?
It was only like 2.5 hours.
Oh, so it was it was all shorts then.
It's all shorts, and they're all played one right after the other. So,
oh, okay.
And like I said, they're like between 4 and 20 minutes long.
Right. So it's kind of like us playing games at PAX. We were just playing like half hour at a time, 20 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Nick, what was your favorite movie of the summer?
Well, I'm going to say Deadpool 2. And there's probably a big recency bias because I just watched it like right before I came over to Mark's house to record this, but I loved Deadpool 1, and it just takes Deadpool 1 and squares it. It just takes everything that was funny. If you love Deadpool 1, you'll love Deadpool 2 even more. If you really didn't like Deadpool 1, then you'll probably think Deadpool 2 is even worse. It's just everything that I liked. It's just a silly, fun movie. There were touching, like heartfelt, emotional moments. There were completely gory, ridiculous moments. There's like really grotesque humor that is totally up my alley, and you know, I just loved it. But at the same time, honorable mention to Infinity War, because that's a great movie as well. How about you, Marcus? What was your favorite movie this summer?
Infinity War, just because it was a time that Carrie and I could enjoy a movie together. And when I left, like, she was like, oh my God, I can't wait to see the next one.
Yeah.
So, and that makes me immediately, you know, excited to see the next one with her. And she's already asked when this one comes out on. Here comes old man Marcus, DVD.
Today. It came out today.
All right. So I'll pick that up. Her birthday's tomorrow, Thursday. So
perfect. Boom. Done. Birthday gift acquired.
Yep.
Dent, how about you? What was your favorite movie this summer? You can throw up a handful if you want.
It's kind of like a tie. I think Solo and Infinity War were my top two.
I see you. That's cool. Solo, I liked a lot too.
Not as good as Infinity War.
No, I didn't think it was as good as Infinity War.
Yeah, I think it. Yeah.
But it's a respectable choice, though.
No, of course.
No, yeah.
I enjoyed Solo.
I like them both for different reasons, that's all.
Yeah, that's true.
Same thing with me and Deadpool 2 versus Infinity War. I like them both for different reasons, but I enjoyed both a lot.
Yeah, I can't wait to see Deadpool 2.
All right.
Thanks, Dan.
Dan, thanks for coming on.
I'd also like to just give credit to the Nothing Makes Sense, Nothing Matters to the iFanboy podcast. That's where I stole it from.
Fair enough. I get you. Well, hey, thanks for coming on. Come back anytime.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me on, guys. I really appreciate it. It's a good time.
What are you guys talking about in here?
Find out next episode of
Working Class Nerds.